Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We're pleased to have you here with us today because we've got a real money-saving idea for you and for your clients. The platform Zoho, we have been fans of for 10 plus years. In fact, I think it's actually 20 years in my case. But in particular, out of the many, many modules that Zoho has, today we wanted to talk about Zoho Invoice. Brian, I know you've got a passion around this. What would you like our listeners to know today?
One of the things that I'm really excited about is that, you know, Randy and I do this CPA firm survey every year. And one of the major things that accountants want from their clients is they want their clients to work with them more digitally. They want them to do more stuff online, more stuff in electronic formats, so that we can download the data and then push it into the systems we want to. Okay. So this is going to come out probably around the end of 2022. And I'm putting this in front of you here because I want you to see this tool called Zoho Invoice. It is basically a tool that you can use for invoicing. And you may say, why would my client want an invoicing tool? Well, you want to get something that has completeness of revenue, don't you? You want to have a complete list of all the transactions that they did. And Zoho Invoice will do just that for you. And you can integrate it with Stripe for payments. And you can go in and have automated payment reminders, and it'll work multi-currency if you need that. You know, if you got a long crew that's driving across, back and forth across the Canadian border, again, you can accept payments with all these other ways. And you can scan receipts, track expenses. You have a self-service portal so people can see if they owe this person any money. And so the stats that we've seen tell us that when people have the option of paying with electronic payments, like debit cards, credit cards, that kind of stuff, that you get paid 10 or 15 days faster. So it can even help cash flow. And the beautiful part about this is this costs exactly zero. It is absolutely free. The other thing about the Zoho platform is you have solutions for every possible business area. Okay. So let's say they get into Zoho Invoice and they say, you know what? I need something to do expense reporting with. Okay. So let's strip over now and look at the expense reporting, and look at that. There's a free Zoho expense up to 3 users, 5 gig of receipt storage, 20 receipt auto scans. I think that's monthly. And they'll do mileage tracking and customer project tracking. And then we can grow up and go to Zoho Books when we need revenue and expenses. And then that'll integrate with Zoho CRM. And then we go to Zoho One. Okay, now when we look at Zoho One, it offers all the Zoho applications. There's north of 60 of them now, and it's $37 per employee per month when you have all your employees on it. So what I want you to see here is this is a strategy. You don't have to spend any money up front. Okay, this is a strategy for your startup, because when you look at the pricing of QuickBooks Online and the pricing of Xero and the pricing of all these other tools, it becomes a lot. And a lot of times I hear complaints from people about, oh, I don't want to pay that for this tool that only you use. And so the beautiful part about this now is you put Zoho Invoice in front of them, and then you have the opportunity to expand into Zoho subscriptions for subscription billing. And you have the opportunity to, again, to go up to these higher end tools And it also integrates with Zoho's email and Zoho's other applications. So the thing I'm talking about here that, again, is so exciting is that we can get these people that bring in this, you know, these paper dome bookkeeping records and these, you know, that are handwriting invoices that looks like it's 1975 and they spill coffee on it and it just looks like amateur hour. The great part about this now is they can do this and you get electronic records and it's free. Sorry about that epic rant, Randy.
I was just going to say, and you did that all in one breath, I think, Brian. Just go ahead. And I was just, listeners, I think you can understand why Brian is passionate about this. And I am passionate about the company. They protect your data no matter what. They're trying to help small businesses be successful globally. They are very focused on the role of professional accountants in the U.S. market. Former colleague of mine, Val Steed, who is one of the partners in K2, is now in charge of the accountants program in the United States. I mean, you can't have a better ally than Val when it comes to the role of accountants and, you know, in firms and in small businesses.
And if any of you want to talk to Val, we'd be glad to make an introduction to you. It's either Randy at K2E.com, Brian at K2E.com. We don't get paid for introducing you to Val, but I want you to know that there is a serious problem solver for you if you get up against the wall on some of this stuff. And that's worth a lot in my mind. And you're not even paying anything and it's worth a lot.
Yeah. And as it turns out then, if we start looking at these other features, Brian, you might look at some of these and just add a little more color.
Yeah. So you have invoice templates. You can have nice invoices. You can put your logo in there. You can invoice in multiple currencies. You have multiple languages. You can schedule invoices. So if you have a monthly subscription for lawn service or for some other kind of service, you can just schedule those. They'll go out automatically through email. You can sign invoices and use digital signature with those. So when you get into this tool, you've got all kinds of other things that you can put in. You know, you can do estimates. You can set some expiration dates, have client portals that will list the unpaid invoices and due statements. It also will comply with PCI and save the customer's credit card information so that you can run that stuff through. And again, the nice thing about this is that this gives you another tool with the reminders to auto-nag them that they need to pay your stupid bill. And so it again, with the portal and the interactivity, it's like you're adding a kind of a subtle collections person to your organization. Now you're going to pay some charges for merchant services and those kinds of things, but the Zoho invoice tool and the portal and the payments, you know, you have to pay for the merchant services, but the rest of it is free. And so it's pretty exciting that you can go through and handle that. And for your purposes as the CPA, now you get a real handle on what the real revenue number is. So when somebody pays, it gets noted in that thing and the client can see it. So if they don't post it, the client will say, hey, when are you going to post my payment I gave you last week? So it really gives you a tool for modifying this behavior they have of not recording some of the stuff and getting better reporting on what they're doing.
Yeah. So, you know, there are dozens and dozens of features, and I have asked myself the question multiple times, why is Zoho providing this invoicing tool at no charge? And, you know, I think we can go back to CEO Sridhar's approach to this. And he said, look, I'm on a mission to help small businesses all over the world. And if they can invoice and get paid, they're far more likely to survive. And as you called it out earlier, Brian, it's a professional looking invoice. And when I consider the competitors for invoicing, which by the way, you and I have helped develop some of those platforms too, you know, the costs of those platforms compared to Zoho Invoice, it's like, the free product might even be better than the paid for one.
And the thing about Zoho is that Randy and I both have looked Sridhar and Tony, the two founders, in the eye, and they have told us face to face in front of other people that they do not have selling data as part of their business model. In fact, you know, Randy's partner Val has told us that sometimes he has a hard time doing some of the things he needs to do because they are so locked down and so serious about nobody getting in the middle of your data. And that's something that I think is critical to add on to this, because we have some, you know, we have some of the folks out there will do things, but then they want to sell the data and share this information. And that just, as a CPA, that just feels sleazy to me. It just feels like something that I shouldn't be associated with, because it just feels like a professional ethics problem. And so I want you to know that, you know, again, I'll say it again, that Sridhar and Tony have looked me and Randy in the face multiple times over multiple years and said, we are not ever going to sell data. And that's pretty exciting to me, because, you know, I think you're going to see, you know, because of all this private equity money that's flowed into the accounting space, I think one of the things you really are going to have to watch for is the people that are going to protect your data and keep it from being used and seen by anybody else. Because a lot of our clients, you know, they, even if it's just sharing data to the credit bureau or D&B, they don't want any part of that. It's nobody else's business. And that's why they come to us. And so being able to retain that trust and that confidentiality that's expected of us is a big deal. And that's another reason to go to Zoho.
Yeah. And since Brian and I have both used Zoho Expense after converting from Concur and other platforms, Tally and ones that we've used in the past, you know, the ability to capture receipts. Well, Invoice has those ability to capture those expense receipts and upload them. And it also has a mileage tracker in it too. And, you know, I just keep looking at all the operational things that you need. This platform has it for your clients and possibly for your firm.
I will say out loud here, this is the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth for somebody that is self-employed, that runs a lawn service, that runs, that does dog grooming, that does hairdressing, that does just a personal services, okay? Because you got an expense reporting tool in Zoho Expense that's free. You got Zoho Invoice that does the billing that's free, and it will nag them when people don't pay. And it hooks up to 10 credit card services. And then again, when you need to link up with something else, I think there's actually, I don't know if this one's free or not, but there's actually a Zoho appointment scheduler like Calendly that I think you have to pay for it. But again, you've got this whole tool set. You don't have to use the, you know, there's a lot of it that's free, but you know, if you need the higher capabilities of the paid version, you can go there, and Invoice is free forever, according to the website.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be the strategy. Although Brian and I can't speak for these companies, things change.
As long as they have this ownership, I don't see it changing.
And you know, they're being very successful. They do publicly state now that, you know, they've got 14,000 plus employees. This is no small company, and they did not lay off people during the pandemic. And I don't think they'll lay off people during any economic downturn and so forth. I mean, that's not their business philosophy. So you can hear the passion of Brian explaining Zoho Invoice. I probably could have had a similar rant just about how good it is for businesses to use, and understand that this is only one module out of 60 plus in the platform. So if you're looking for a platform solution that you can use, if you're looking for a high value solution that you can use, Zoho is always one of the ones that I consider and frequently recommend. So Brian, parting thoughts.
Parting thought here is that everybody says they want their clients to work with them digitally, okay? And you have to help them make that behavioral change. And so you have to get them away from doing those manual books of invoices with NCR paper, and you have to get them to do it on their phone. And you're going to have to hold their hands the first few times, and you're going to have to show them how when they get a payment, they log that the money came in, and they have that log then of the cash payments that came in. Sometimes the best way to get a good client that works with you digitally is to build it by training them and by getting them into these tools. And so this is an option for those folks that, you know, again, bring you in this mess of paper and all this nightmare stuff. this is an option to get it changed for next year so that you don't have to do this next year.
And you know, one parting thought for me on this one is, coincidentally, you might be able to use these tools in your own practice for certain types of things. And once your team is using them, it will be easier to train your clients on them too. And Zoho has a program to put these tools in your hands at, you know, very low cost to no cost, depending on the relationship. So I want you to understand that Zoho wants to be your accounting firm partner, and they understand the privacy of the data, and they understand good value in their applications. So this is only one. We could do 60 more like this in the technology lab about each one of the modules, but this one's just got so much value to your clients. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. That said, we are so pleased to have you in this technology lab. We hope you'll give it a re-listen or ask your clients to listen to it, because the fact of the matter is, we would like every small business to be on Zoho Invoice instead of in manual paper and or Excel sheets and or all the other things out there.
Yeah, I mean, for the love of God, you don't have to use the one we choose, but use something, okay? And this one's free. So how do you hate that?
All right. Till another time, you guys have a good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.